To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Nobody. Mm-mm-mm. All right, B-Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. December 8th, Misery Monday. I think this is probably the lowest point of the year after watching the team perform better against Denver than they came out yesterday, and that was a hell of a step back. We're taking your phone calls today, and we just find out your thoughts on the game, and also we can also take blame pies as well. Because Lanford got it written here. And then he also threw an extra question. Did anybody play or have a good game? I think C-Rod had a good game. If he would have given more opportunities, I think he would have had a much better game. But it's not many people that did. Bobby had 16 damn tackles yesterday.
We got to take a page out of JP book. We got to have people name one positive thing from yesterday. I already told you mine. Look,
C-Rod averaged 5.2 a carry.
Yep, and Justin Jefferson didn't get off on us. Like, a lot of my friends was like, he's about to have 300 yards on us, and I'm like, relax.
I kind of felt that could happen, but he wasn't involved a lot, but the other guy stepped up. But let's go right back to the phone lines. We'll go to Greenbelt. Check out B.A. What's up, B.A.? How you doing, man? Ba.
What's going on, B-Mitch?
What's up, Ba?
My brother. Bimis, I don't even know where to start, Bimis. Bimis, there's nothing positive what happened yesterday, Bimis. Bimis, going back, 31-0. We got a goose egg against the worst quarterback and one of the worst teams in the league. When we played Denver a week ago, Bimis, I had to make a list. Bimis, I've been talking about Peter need to be fired since the beginning of the season. Today, he's going to give me the stage. I'm going to tell you why. We got the wrong GM. Believe me, we got the wrong GM, man. Look at the team. Go back last year. Jaden was a guarantee. The other two guys, they doing their thing. We see Caleb. We see what Drake is doing. By the way, that was my choice. I'm going to keep it 100 because I've seen something long before. But I'm going to let that slide. It is what it is. But coming back to that draft, he got all those people. John Allen yesterday. That's the proof in the pudding. I know you go to war with John Allen, that demon, because that's your kind. John Allen was chasing Jaden like a little kid around the court. I'm happy for him. That's the only reason I'm making it positive. See John Allen win. Got his reverend. Go back to Peter. Go back to Terry. Terry is the man of the locker room. This guy, that's his first job. Let's keep it 100. Peter was in a room in San Francisco. He was not making the call. We give him his first job. Last year draft is a mess. This year draft, he didn't even draft. I don't even remember who we got. Yesterday was the first day I didn't stay in the house watch the game. I went to do my Uber. I was tweeting at 1 o'clock, 10:05 to Peter. We got the worst rooster. Jerry Jones built his team in less than 6 months. He went and got Quinton Williams. Got this guy. Look at their team right now. We behind all those teams. We mess around. The Giants got a better roster than us. That cannot happen. And another thing, when Ron Rivera was leaving the block, y'all can say anything about Ron Rivera, all these haters who hate Ron. Ron, the players he left here, they cut them. They started in the best team. They had the Rams. This guy shopped at San Francisco. That's all he brought here. When he messed with Terry, he messed with the Cardinals. I ain't talking about even the coach. The coaches are given. I'm talking about the guy picking the player. That's what Doc talked about last night, all night. He the same guy who's going to pick again. He's a mess. He didn't need to be fired. I'm out.
All right, man. Appreciate your call. You know what? I think the people that have to handle those decisions, I'm not sitting up here saying that someone needs to be fired or not, because last year everything was great. This year things are bad. I'm not going to jump. I didn't think they should have gotten extra money last year. you signed up to do a job. You did it well. You didn't do it well this year. So the calling for people jobs, I'll let other people do that. Because I believe if somebody wants to change, the people at the top, they'll make their change. But the ultimate thing is we are paid to do a certain thing, and winning is a part of that. If you're not winning, then they're going to start discussing those who pick high at the top. Let's go to D.C. Check out Drew. What's up, Drew? What's going on?
Down in Atlanta by way of D.C., man. I said them guys got me drinking wine and putting one of these happy sticks in the air early in the morning. I'm going to tell you, man. What I see with this team, you know, I just think they really lack depth, you know. But I think with the offense, I think everybody was on the same page, but you got to find with all the pieces there with the offense. But also, I said this last year. I wasn't one of the ones who hopped on the bandwagon about going all in. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I said this, because last year when Kris Kingsbury was with Arizona, their first year, they was lights out. But then that second year with Arizona, you know, people got connected to the offense because they did that the second year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like with this year. I just think he just needs to, because their offense is very, very predictable. It's either bubble screens or running off. That's their whole offense. They don't run this all them. And I just think they gave up too much for that left tackle. They in the depth. And I just say this on my ending. I do think they do need to be some changes within some of the assistant coaches. Because, you know, I just figured the scheme these guys are in, they are doing terrible. Because we all talk about Forbes all year, talk about how bad he is. And you look at Forbes now, he balling when he's playing it.
Nah, he balled in one game, and in the next game he came back to earth. We're going to stop making Forbes like he's doing something great right now.
Nah, I'm not saying like an all-pro or anything like that. But he's playing better than what he plays here. But I'm just saying, follow the scheme that they're using him in,
mm-hmm.
He's making plays better than he's out there on the field compared to he couldn't get on the field here. And the defensive line, I've never seen defensive tackles play patty cake with guys on the line. It looks like they're playing patty cake, like slapping hands together. They don't try to force their way up. I understand you stay in your gaps. But you look at these guys like Aaron Donald. I understand these are freaks of nature, but these guys fight every play. These guys just stay there and just stays back and stay in the lane, man. So I just think some adjustments need to be made on the inside. And these guys, if you're hungry, man, act like you're hungry, man. Stay blessed, man. Keep up the great work, champ.
All right, bro. Appreciate you, man. All right, let's get we got JP finally gotten here, and let's go to get College Park and go to Charlie, and then we're gonna get to you, Jay.
No, Charlie can hold. Everybody can hold. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. I want to start Monday with a giant bleep you for an unnamed airline, and we're gonna start there. And I'm gonna keep the airline's name to myself, but bleep you all the way to wherever your headquarters is and back. At most, I should have been about 5 minutes late. Like, I was supposed to land at 9:45.
Mm-hmm.
Not only they're delayed, because the amount of cursing I want to do is astonishing, but I'm going to try to control myself. Nobody can find the log. That's the delay this morning. Nobody can find the log. I imagine the pilot has, like, shouldn't that be in the goddamn cockpit? Where does the log go? So then, in the half hour it takes these absolute imbeciles to find the log, we're in Minnesota. It's 4 degrees. Then the damn plane ices up. So then you got to de-ice. I understand that. But if we were ready to go, we would have just gone and not have to de-ice. Then, Brian, we land here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the parking spot's not ready. Of course. And then because this is a regional jet, on what planet is Washington, D.C. and Minneapolis in the same region? Why are you sending a regional jet from D.C. to Minneapolis? It's probably 1,000 miles. That's not a yo, D.C. to New York, little jet, no problem. D.C. to Boston, I get it. D.C. to Norfolk, maybe even Charlotte. Minnesota is not regional. So anybody with a carry-on, you gotta check it, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the way to Minnesota, they were efficient. They got the bags right up. God bless the two 75-year-old ladies in charge of the luggage at DCA. Wasn't the most efficient process. Somehow, grace of God, my bag was the first. I literally sat and watched my bag sit on the runway, the tarmac, whatever you want to call it, for like 11 minutes. I was looking at my phone, just going ballistic. The ineptitude of commercial air travel is astonishing. Just astonishing. My preferred airline is United. They do a pretty good job. I was not flying United today. And when you have to, because of my crazy ass schedule, you got to just sometimes take whatever flight works. God, that was awful. Now, you know what else was, I don't know what was worse. My flight home this morning or the freaking football performance we saw yesterday, B. This team had not been shut out since 2019. You and I worked that game. There was a freaking tropical storm hovering over the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining sheets. The reason nobody scored, the Niners were a wagon that year. They connected on 3 field goals. It was a 9-0 game because it was raining so hard you could barely see in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, last I checked, there's a dome on that stadium. I know they dropped fake snow from the sky for some stupid reason, but there was no weather impacting Washington's offense.
Mm-hmm.
Their inability to recognize Brian Flores' advanced blitz concepts is really shocking. For an offensive staff that's got a whole lot of brain power,
mm-hmm.
they couldn't figure out a damn thing. And the entire game turned when you get first a goal from the 4 and you run it, and you get second a goal from the 1 and you call 3 straight pass plays. And maybe Debo should have caught it on 4th down. You also should have run it. 3 straight pass plays from the 1.
Yeah.
I need Doc Walker injected into my veins. What are you doing?
Oh, it's already been done that. I think he's already been injected, but the whole
what
thing
are you doing? And then you give up 19 plays, 98 yards, 12 minutes, 1 second drive. Longest drive in the NFL in the last 4 years.
Mm.
Minnesota's longest drive since at least 2000 when they started tracking this stuff.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Third downs.
But the
JJ McCarthy was 5 for 5 on third down.
They've been doing.
All the dude does is throw picks. Yesterday, it was Joe Montana.
He was Joe Montana yesterday, but
I am roasting hot.
The throwing the ball inside the 5, that's been happening all year.
I'm not.
It's nothing new.
I'm not mad at.
I'm mad that it's happening.
2 of the 4, you want to throw it? Okay. You got to run it one more time. You've got to at least run it one more time.
I just think when you get to the 1-yard line, you should be able to just drop a set and say, we're going to get this 1 yard.
You agree with me that the entire – that sequence
– it changed everything.
7-0, you don't get it, and then it's 14-0 because they're able to go 98 yards on your defense.
And listen, them not getting it doesn't automatically mean you have to allow a 90-something-yard drive.
No.
But I believe you run that ball 4 times, you get in the end zone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, watching that unfold. So you try to go jumbo, try to get cute. You run Coleman to the corner. Minnesota was all over it.
Understand why that play was called at all.
Sometimes you wonder if people are putting tape out there for their next job. I don't know. But you go jumbo throw there. It was never there. The third down was never there. Jaden's getting pressured. The fourth down, maybe Debo should have caught that. There was a lot of hand fighting there. I'm okay with it not getting called. Debo's pushing too. The ball does hit him in the hands. He's also falling down. Like, if that's your third down, and it's like, damn, but then you run it on fourth, if they got stuffed running it on fourth down, I'm not complaining because that's the right call. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you got to line up a jumbo with a fullback. Like, you can still spread them out.
Yeah.
You can still put Terry and Debo out to one side.
Totally.
And run it off the edge. Your offensive line in the Denver game, which I talked about, the amount of back padding that came after a loss, I found problematic because you did take Denver to the wire, but you also lost the game. Mm-hmm. The back padding that was reasonable and resonated with me was that it was the offensive line's best performance.
Yeah.
You know what the O-line wants to do? Second and goal from the one?
Roll great.
Forward, not backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything boils down to one sequence because, so Minnesota goes 19-98-12, 14-0. Then Washington is able to get a stop. Jaden and company got the ball with a minute 50 and two timeouts. That's a prime opportunity to go get some points. You're getting the ball mm-hmm. coming out of halftime. That game could look very different. Six and out, punt. And you know what Kevin O'Connell is thrilled to do with his struggling second-year quarterback when he gets the ball with, I don't know, 25 seconds before halftime and a 14-0 lead?
Kneel.
Take a knee, baby.
Yep.
We're going into halftime with the lead. Everything about that performance was god-awful. And I know, I had the radio on driving from the airport, and I heard Jeff say, we got to figure out some time to say something positive. That's tomorrow. Today is not the day for positivity. Because there was, C-Rod, I heard you say that. C-Rod was running well.
Mm-hmm.
When they had second and goal from the one, he was averaging 8 yards per carry.
Yeah.
How many carries did he get after
zero.
That? Not everything boils down to one thing, but when you get blanked by a team that got blanked last week,
mm-hmm.
zeros we're talking. How many times in your career, in 14 years playing in the NFL, how many times in your career were you part of an offense that got 0 points? I bet you can count it on one hand.
Mm, probably much twice.
Right. You played 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's 14 times 16? You played, I don't know.
200 plus
NFL games. That doesn't happen. The rules are designed for the offense to have every advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Every advantage.
But I think the thing of it, though, Jay, and I understand.
They threw for 108 yards in an NFL game.
Like I said, everybody should be frustrated. But I think we also got to understand, this team has shown it is not good as we thought it was for a long time here now.
Sure.
So I think my frustration was with the performance I saw and the effort I saw. I don't think it's a very good team right now.
Clearly.
So I'm not excessively pissed because I recognized that a while ago, that they were not very, very good.
I think,
and the injuries was a big problem with it. So like now, I see everything. I see too many different things happening. We're trying to implement somebody back into the system. Why trying to make somebody understand the system? Why try? We got too much stuff going on instead of everybody on the same accord. You get what I'm saying? And I just don't see it how I expected to see it. But I thought we had started to see something in the last two games. And then yesterday, I'm like, oh, hell. That was a hell of a step back.
So DQ, when he opened his comments afterwards, he said, you know, I felt like last week was a step forward and then this was three steps back. Later in his presser, he's like, three steps back. This was 10 steps back.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was real. You are right. This team isn't good. You don't lose 7 in a row and fall to 3-9 if you're good. Mm-hmm. Like, were there a confluence of factors? Yes. Were injuries a big one? Yes. Yesterday's the healthiest they've been all year.
Mm-hmm.
It was terrible. And you're right. This, like, the performance yesterday, maybe we shouldn't be shocked, but that was a shocking result. J.J. McCarthy had thrown 10 picks in six games. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess Luvu batted one pass. I don't think a DB got a hand on a football.
I didn't understand the coverage.
Well, they were selling out to stop Jefferson from breaking their back. They were clouding him everywhere. That's why the tight ends were just running wide open, because everything was designed to stop Jefferson.
I understand that. DQ even said, stop Jefferson, but you're giving people 12 and 13 yards in front of you.
There was a 3rd and 7 where the DB was 11 yards off.
That is what I don't understand.
Brian, coming into that game yesterday, Minnesota was 29th in points scored, 28th in yards gained, and 31st in the NFL on third downs. I know. In the first half, I believe they were perfect on third down. On the 98-yard drive, they went 5 for 5 on third down.
Yeah.
And wasn't 3rd and 1s. It wasn't tush push. It was 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. There was a 3rd and 12 in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I know that I've watched that team come off the field in pure silence. And I've watched a lot of bad losses. I don't know that I'd ever heard or felt silence to that degree. And I do think some of that was the emotion of seeing Zach Ertz and understanding what that probably means for his career. Maybe not, but possibly anyway. But I saw Adam Peters and Josh Harris stand there and shake everyone's hand as they walked in, players, coaches. So I know people are going to light these phones up talking about hot seats and who should go. I did not get the feeling or the opinion that those two, the big boss and then the boss, are looking to fire anyone. But I know after a performance like that, NFL coaches don't outrun the storm. Most NFL coaches can't outrun an 8-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the reality. Go around the league. Atlanta, Kansas City, LA, wherever you want to go, an 8-game losing streak generally gets dudes in trouble.
Yeah.
3 and 10 generally gets you in trouble. Now, I think they're going to preach continuity, and maybe it was the injuries this year, and we're going to get this thing back on track. But they're in trouble, dude. You ride an 8-game losing streak, and you're 3 and 10. And you got 4 left, and they can say 4 division games. This is going to be our barometer. They're dogs to the Giants.
I expected that.
How could you not? They got blanked yesterday.
I expected that.
They lost 31-0 to a 4-8 Vikings team with quarterback trouble like we used to have.
But listen, I just think that they lost to a 4-8 team. We were 3-9.
They've now lost
We were worse than that team coming into the game.
Dude, and they lost to the Dolphins? That was a team that was going to... They're bad. Like, there's got to be... Like, we all need to take a deep breath and be like, oh my God, this thing we invest so much time, energy, effort, money. I saw all the Commanders fans on my flight. They're spending real American currency to fly back and forth to Minnesota. God bless these people that plan a trip to Minnesota. You and I have to go. That place sucks in the winter. It was 6 degrees. That is not fit for human inhabitation.
Well, I saw a bunch of little kids walking around with just a t-shirt on, Jay. We don't have the right blood.
It ain't me. That place is not for me. Because I've been to Minnesota enough during the sale process. That's where the NFL held all the meetings, because it's very convenient for NFL owners, because there's a private jet runway next to a JW Marriott. They can fly in and out. For us flying commercial air travel, it sucks. Here's the thing about Minnesota. It's so damn cold, so you got to be convinced the summers must be great. Wrong. Hot and humid. Felt like it did here in D.C. in the summer. Get me the hell out of Minnesota. We'll get to the phones. I'm angry about a lot of things. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley. One thing I'm not angry about, better services. They've been great for me. They've been great for my family. They hooked up all the appliances in my house. They found my wife the exact KitchenAid oven she wanted. It's got 2 ovens. I don't even know how that works, but they have the technology. Plus, if you're looking to do any work around the house, say you just need some handyman work, call Better Services. Say you're thinking about a renovation, maybe a kitchen, maybe a new bathroom. call Better Services. Go check out their showroom in Kensington. You can get next day or sometimes even same day delivery. A family-owned company, they do things the right way. Check them out, betterservices.com, B-E-T-T-A-R, services.com, or you can follow them on Facebook at Better Services.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.